Blog Talk Radio.
Sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Certainly, we are glad to be here in the land of the living, for we had fainted unless we believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It is another day that the Lord has kept us, and certainly we are glad today that he has kept us. He kept us all night, and he allowed his angels to watch over us all night long as we slumbered and slept. And certainly he woke us this morning in time and not eternity to give us another opportunity to give him the glory, to give him the honor, to give him the praise. And for that, we are grateful. We want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we're praying to
to you and to you, our listening audience. Certainly, we pray that something is said to encourage you, to uplift you, inspire you, and to help you along life's journey.
We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel and let them know that we are live and on the air. Certainly, our call-in number in studio is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800, and certainly you can call in at the appointed time. We do want to hear from you. In addition to being on Block Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. And so that means that you can listen to any of our episodes at any time of day or night on platforms. We are also on social media. Global Gospel is on social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. We're on Instagram. And if you go to the Global Gospel page on Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr, there is a direct link to each and every episode. You can click there and listen at any time. We encourage you to write Global Gospel at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Perhaps there's a story that you want to share, a testimony. Perhaps you're an author, a writer, a musician, a poet, a community activist, a leader, one of God's preachers of the gospel. Whatever the situation is that you are doing positive for this kingdom and for God's kingdom and for this world, we encourage you to share that with our listening audience, and those are the ways that you can contact us. Certainly, we want to shout out our listening audience. We know that people are listening in from around the world, and certainly we're just going to give a few shout outs today to those that are in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Washington, D.C., Illinois, Michigan, California, Nevada. Certainly, we thank God for you, you, and you. To those that are in Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, to those that are in Suriname, Brazil, Argentina, and Uruguay. To our European audience, Sweden, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, Italy, Hungary, France, Portugal, Spain. We thank God for you. To those on the continent of Africa, the Ivory Coast, Ghana, Nigeria, the Republic of the Congo, to those that are in South Africa, Uganda, Kenya, and Ethiopia, those in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, to those that are on the continent of Asia, Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. We thank God for you as well. We pray God's blessings on your life, and we encourage you to continue to listen in. Shout out today to the Townsend family, to the Norman family, to the Stevenson family, to the Bradley family, to the Jones family, to the Hartley family, the Hernandez family, the Fells family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Allen family, the Cox family, the Furman family, the Fells family, the Brown family, the Wiggins family, the Bratcher family, the Gross family, the Davis family, the Robinson family, the Brooks family, the Carter family, the Odom family, the Wilson family, the Bradell family, the Locke family, the Johnson family, the Washington family, the Thompson family, to all of you that are listening in. If I didn't call your name, certainly you feel free to leave us a comment and certainly let us know that you are a part of the listening audience. We are grateful that you take time out of your busy schedule to share this ministry moment with us, with Global Gospel. For those that have tuned into Global Gospel for the first time, our theme scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. But we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God
in the face of Jesus Christ. And so we came today with the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We came to let you know that Christ was born of a virgin, that certainly he lived, that he died, that he shed his blood for the remission of our sins, that one day he rose with all power in his hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And certainly because he lives, we live also. Because he lives, life is worth living just because he lives. And certainly if you have a spiritual need, if you have a financial need, if you have an emotional need, if you have a housing need, if you're down and out, if you're suicidal, if you're oppressed or depressed, we came to let you know that Christ make all things new, that he's able to do all things but fail. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to his power that works within us. We came to let you know that salvation, that Jesus Christ is comprehensive, and he can meet every need in your life on today. There's nothing too hard for God. Certainly you can ask him the hard thing today, and certainly he will be able to bring you out of that situation. So we thank God again for you and for you and for you. And so today we have a special guest that is going to share with us in just a few minutes. And certainly we know that, again, we are continuing. It's Black History Month, and we know that Black history is our history. Black history is history, period. And certainly we know that so many have contributed to gospel music over the years. And certainly we're grateful for that. We're grateful to all that we have come in contact with. And so with that being said, we have a few songs lined up for you today, as well as a very special guest that will be sharing with us. And there is a plethora of music that can be shared. So many people have contributed and shared, and it's just hard to choose from yesterday music or today's music who we can share from. But we're gonna take it to When Jesus Comes, and that is Sarah Jordan Powell. And we'll be back. Stay tuned and be blessed by these words.
One man sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind. The light he could not see. He clutched his rags and he shivered in the shadows. Please. For when
Renowned Sarah Jordan Powell, When Jesus Come, He'll Take the Gloom. One man stood alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind. The light he could not see. But one day, certainly, Jesus came into his life. And certainly, we know that Jesus comes into our lives. He came in a physical way and in a spiritual way. And certainly, grateful to God for those pioneers of gospel music that have shared with us all over the years, those living legends. And we're gonna bring you up to date a little bit, or maybe bring you halfway through the historical institutional radio choir from Brooklyn, New York. This one says that I'll anchor by and by. All we have to do is stand the storm, knowing that we'll anchor by and by. Stay tuned.
Praise the Lord. And some of everybody who is somebody has been here. Come on, say amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to move on. At this time, we're going to call Dr. Joyce Taylor and Evangelist Gloria White. Brother David Laws wrote a song many years ago. I'm going to stand the storm, and it won't be long. What are we going to do? We're going to anchor by and by.
Yeah.
Certainly, we are glad to be back. Stand my storm, and it won't be long. I'll anchor by and by the institutional radio choir, Dr. Joyce Taylor, Dr. Gloria White. Certainly, we are, that is part of our gospel music history, our New York history, Brooklyn history. And so we thank God for those selections. And our special guest is here in studio live with us today, Dr. Eric Maurice Clark. God bless you, my brother. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, how you doing, Brother Lamont? Eldridge, should I say.
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm hanging in there. I got the best hand that the Lord will allow.
All right, all right. That's good. That's good. That's what we like to hear. Certainly, we know that. Listen, we do have to hang in there, knowing that, listen, God's got it all in control. And certainly, we are here today. And this is not Clark's first time here with us, but certainly he is the face and the voice behind Gospel Diaries, and perhaps maybe this is someone's first introduction to who you are and to your ministry. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, throughout my life, music has always been, well, gospel music has always been a source of inspiration, comfort, and connection, and I'm grateful for the amazing memories that I've created with music, with gospel music, and the incredible people who have touched my life through it. And then also, too, you know, it's my heritage. That's the connection part. And so it's like my motto. It's the motto of my existing gospel music, just researching it, celebrating it, and making people aware of this phenomenon that we know of as gospel music.
Awesome, awesome. So, listen, we thank God that you are out there documenting gospel music history, and certainly you're interviewing many people, and certainly as part of our playlist today, that song that we just heard, Dr. Gloria White was one of the leads on that song, and then before that, we played When Jesus Comes, Sarah Jordan Powell. And so you've interviewed many people over the last few years. And as I said before, this is Black History Month. And so just tell us some of the people that you have interviewed and how that has been an inspiration and a blessing to your life.
Well, basically, I interview people that have either witnessed events, significant events, or have a knowledge of the past. And Gospel Diaries has fortunate me an opportunity to sit with many greats and many names that may not be as recognized as others, but Bishop Carl Pearson, Sir Jordan Powell, Shirley Caesar, Esther Smith. I mean, the list can go on and on and on, but it's an honor to do this, and I'm grateful that this is my assignment.
Awesome, awesome. And so as I've tuned into Gospel Diaries, I've learned a lot of interesting facts, things that I didn't know, and I know that this is very educational, and sometimes we should be broadening our horizons and step out and learn a little more than we already know, because, listen, you're never too old to learn, and you're never too young to start learning. And certainly the mind, as I've been quoting, is a terrible thing to waste. And so we need to put our mind to good use, our thoughts and our actions and our prayers. And so one of the things I was listening to, an episode, and gospel music has played an important part in Black history, the civil rights movement, and all those things. What have you learned pertaining to our heritage and to our culture and some of the things that our people had to endure over the years, and how it has interfaced with the Black church and with our music?
Well, for one thing, I'm learning that calculating or collecting our history is our responsibility. And by doing so, we're laying the groundwork for a brighter future where people from all walks of life can learn from the past and understand the lessons that have shaped our world. So I've learned that gospel music is pretty much like the window into the past, where because we learn much about our ancestors' vernacular, their social life, and everyday life, you know. And gospel music is a genre of music worthy of being preserved because it's our history. It's our responsibility. And it pretty much it has a heavy influence on culture around the world because not only do Americans sing this art form that we know of as gospel music, but it is abroad. So I think the importance of gospel music is basically the connection of hope and love and joy and redemption.
Awesome, awesome. Oh, that is well said.
How long have you been documenting
this history?
Well, since about 13 years old, I started a gospel TV show, and I knew then that it was my assignment because it was just my passion. And then also, too, as a child, I was surrounded by music. My church home was Christ Temple Apostolic Faith Church, and it had a musical influence on me, but it was my dad on our many excursions, well, our touring throughout the city, video recording churches, where I kind of knew that this music was something more to it because we were on the west side of Chicago at a church called New Miracle Temple, and there was a soloist that came to the mic, and what she was doing was a sermonic solo, and she did "I Decided to Make Jesus My Choice." And just how the organ complimented her voice and vice versa, I was like, wow, you know, there's something in this music, you know what I mean? Because I believe all music is a language, you know, and now decoding the language is our job. And just decoding this language, man, I've learned so much, and I'm just grateful. I hope I didn't go off the question.
No. By all means, it's your expression. And so that's great. So you grew up with gospel music, around gospel music and videography. And so here you are today doing some of those same things. And so you are a recording artist as well, correct?
Yes. It's safe to say that.
You want to talk about that?
Sure. What would you like to know about it?
Just tell us, do you sing, or are you a musician, what do you produce, what is your, you know, what exactly is it all that you do as pertaining to recording music?
I try to have my hands in a multifaceted of things, but for the albums that I do have released, I produce those albums, wrote the songs, and I did a little singing. I'm not too much of a singer. I think basically, you know, the music is just another aspect, another extension of who I am, the essence of me. And I just believe in inspiring people because all of the music, you know, the music is, you know, you feel good because of the music, but it's the lyrics. And those lyrics in those songs, I believe, you know, it's like the meat that's on the bone. You know, it sticks. It's what is from my heart to yours, and that's pretty much why I titled the first album "Songs of the Heart," because basically it's just my heart pouring out to the world or whoever listens to the music.
Okay. So with that being said, you have a new project. It's very, very new, and that is titled "Live in Phoenix," correct?
Yes.
How long have you been working on this project?
Well, we recorded that project in 2018. It was on my birthday, so I've been sitting on it for how many years is that?
Five, 6 years.
I think it's a little bit more than that.
Okay.
Four. So eight, that's, what is that, 16 years? No, not 16, but yeah, six. 6 years.
Okay. So this is, there's several songs on this particular track, and certainly we'll just go through and share a few of them, and then we'll let you elaborate on it. That work for you?
That works.
All right. So we're just going to mix it up a little bit. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Today don't go to church, and I was listening to something. I'm going to paraphrase because it was just something that came across the timeline, and a young lady was expressing, somebody's probably seen it before, how in today's church that there's not really just one generation that's missing. There's about three generations, and in order to
get church back on the path, we have to reach out not to one generation, three generations, which spans the course of probably the past 30 to 40 years. And so as a young person, how important is remaining relevant and reaching out to young people to you when you're working on your music project?
Wait, are you referring, are you talking about how important the church is? I'm sorry.
Well, how important is it for you to keep your music relevant to this generation?
Well, that's a given, because if you want to reach people, you have to be relevant. I mean, nothing reaches anyone that's irrelevant, because you can open a newspaper and you can see something, you know, like fishes die in the canal, and then you turn the page and say, wherever state you live in, and the appliance, the utility services are going to be cut off. That's gonna be a red flag to your eyes, because that's what you're familiar with. So, my thing is that, you know, you just, if it's, first of all, if it's relevant to you, it's got to be relevant to somebody else too, because like we all are going through different things, and like, our creativity can produce what others need. And, you know, people just have to learn that, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, make sure that you're doing it to the best of your ability, and don't try to reach everyone, because you can't reach everyone. You're designed to reach certain people or a certain region or whatnot, community. So just be true to thine own self.
Awesome. That is well said. And certainly if you're not being yourself, then you have a problem, because so many people are trying to be something or someone that they are not. And you can never be. You're just going to be on an endless quest to be. And I think that is very important. And so I want you to tell our audience about Live in Phoenix, how they can purchase their own for themselves.
Well, yeah, that would be so nice of everyone, but you can stream it wherever music is streamed, you know, and download it wherever you can download. So we're just talking about the traditional platforms, modern platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, stuff like that.
Awesome. All right. So we're going to take another listen from Live in Phoenix, and stay tuned, audience.
There's so much greatness in me. I'm endowed with something greater than defeat. I'm planting, give up for what I see. I'm progressing. I'm progressing.
I'm holding on to what I believe. I said I'm not doubting.
Yeah.
was greatness. That was greatness. Our guest here in studio, Eric, Dr. Eric Maurice Clark. Our number in studio, if you want to call in and give us a shout out, 619-924-0800. We want to hear from you, 619-924-0800. Let's talk about greatness.
Well, greatness is a song that I recorded on the first project, and I like the feel of the song, so I wanted to do it live. And I asked a singer here in Phoenix named Moraz Packer to be the feature lead, and he did a phenomenal job. And remember that there is greatness in you. Oh, yeah.
All right, all right. So that's great. Greatness in you.
Can I get a witness? It's quiet in this Presbyterian church.
Amen. Certainly, yes. So, greatness and more, and we're gonna do a little bit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Control vocals on that.
His name is Alvin Overstreet. Cool guy. His family has a historic church here in Phoenix, Arizona, the Overstreet family, St. Luke Church of God in Christ. But yeah, I was excited to feature him on that lead. It's an important song to me because in all that I do, I want the Lord to take control. And basically, it's a testimony of my desires. So.
Awesome, awesome. And so, our audience, you've told our audience how they can purchase or stream, but we want them to purchase this live in Phoenix. But also, we talked about a little bit about Gospel Diaries and people that you interview. Now, how can they participate with the Gospel Diaries experience?
Okay, so they can find Gospel Diaries on YouTube. They can either Google search it or YouTube it. And donation information is on Gospel Diaries as well. Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome. And so we've moved all the way forward, and so we're going to take it all the way back a little bit. And so you talked about your family being, you know, involved in this in your Christian journey and as part of your foundation. And so also your grandfather
did a recording as well, and I believe you featured him in, on Gospel Diaries as well. And so we're going to let the audience sample a little bit of this, and then we're going to talk about come back and talk about the bishop a little bit. All right?
Wow, that's awesome.
All right.
Oh, oh, to know him. Oh, 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 to know him. He's light in darkness. He will brighten your gloomy path. To know him, I say, oh, oh, to know him, oh, to know who Jesus is. Oh, to know this man. Know this man, someone who bears my troubles, and in return brings me joy. Oh, to know this man. Oh, oh, to know this man. In times like these, when you can't tell good from evil, he restores my faith. Oh, oh yes he does. Well, well, he keeps me great company. He's the savior of my life. And oh, oh, to know who Jesus is.
All right, to know Jesus, let's tell us who that is, and let's talk about our foundations. Dr. Clark, to know Jesus. All right. Maybe we have a little.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, wow. I was saying, I'm so appreciative that you played that. I needed to hear that myself this morning, but that was Bishop Jesse McDowell, my grandfather, featuring Dr. Henry Jackson. So that was a song that I wrote for my grandfather. We recorded that back in, look at me getting old and stuff. It was either, I think it was 2022. I think it was, yeah. Recorded that like in March of 2022. And, yeah, I wanted him to record. At that time, he was like 87. I believe. Yeah, so that was an awesome experience.
Never too late to record, right?
No, yeah, that's what I told him. Took the words out of it.
All right. So yeah, that is very important. Like, listen, that we keep everybody in tune, no matter what your age, and certainly we are all here because someone else was here before us, and certainly God has kept us. And the writer said that he has been our dwelling place in all generations. And so God has always been there. He was, he is, and he is to come. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so certainly we're glad that you took the time out today to share with the global audience live in Phoenix. And certainly we encourage the audience to support live in Phoenix as well, and to check out Gospel Diaries. What is your most memorable episode of Gospel Diaries?
I must say with Esther Smith, I just think that the chemistry was so tight, and I learned so much from her. And then also, too, she wrote a book. She authored a book that I got a chance to read, and there's some very interesting things in the book that kind of connected me, because I'm the type of person, I like to share history to humanize people opposed to dehumanizing people, because a lot of times we have the wrong perspective on things because we have dehumanized the past, but we are all human. But, you know, just reading her books and just understanding and learning of some of her experiences and talking with her and just her warming and just beautiful spirit, it is just wonderful episode. I just think that everyone should watch. There's a bit of Black history in there, Black society history, musical, Black gospel music history. It's a lot. It's like gumbo there for real. It's a good interview.
Awesome, awesome. And again, tell them how they can connect with Gospel Diaries.
Well, they can connect with that. They can view Gospel Diaries on YouTube. They can search Gospel Diaries, Eric Maurice Clark, or pretty much any gospel artist in the traditional field, perhaps, and one of the interviews that come up. But to connect with me, you can email me at ericmauriceclark@gmail.com, or just give me a ring at 623-344-9439.
Awesome. Perhaps there is someone in your city that is a part of gospel music history, living history, or perhaps there's someone that can share an experience from the past. And certainly we encourage you to reach out to Dr. Eric Maurice Clark, Gospel Diaries, and certainly you can be a part of that experience. Certainly we can learn together, and certainly we can grow together. And certainly we want you to purchase Live in Phoenix. And also, there's another project you have as well. There was one before Live in Phoenix, and you mentioned that before as well. You can look it up on the platforms where you purchase your gospel music, or where you purchase music, period. And so we thank you, Dr. Clark, for sharing with us. And you want to tell us about that doctor part before we go for the day?
Oh, appreciate that. I'm grateful. Wayland Baptist Theological Seminary, they gave me that honor, and I'm grateful for it. That was back in 2022, I believe. Yeah, 2022.
Awesome, awesome. Wait
a minute. Didn't we meet when I was? That's when we first met in person.
Right. So we there was an episode in New Jersey. We were with Bishop Victor.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, and so we were there, and I think my brother did a little background music on that episode of Gospel Diaries.
Man, yes.
So, so you all can check that out as well. I'm not sure which episode number it was, but if you search Gospel Diaries, not Global Gospel, search Gospel Diaries YouTube channel and look for Bishop Victor A.G. Marlon Townsend is in the background there. And certainly we thank God for that experience as well, for being a part of Gospel Diaries. And like I said, we encourage our audience to tune in and listen. There's so many people on there. Pastor Shirley Caesar. Can you name a few that I didn't name already? I talked about some of them at the introduction.
Mama Lou Della Evans. Reverend Joseph Williams, the Dixie Hummingbirds, Willie Taylor, the Soul Stars, Calvin Brown, Dr. Henry Jackson, Harrison Johnson. I mean, so many. Louisa Brown Porter, Beverly Glenn.
Right, correct. One of the Barrett sisters is on there as well.
Oh, absolutely, that's a powerful. Vernon Oliver Price, passed away last year.
Listen, audience, there's so much out there. We encourage you to tune in to Gospel Diaries and continue to tune in here to Global Gospel here on Block Talk Radio, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. We're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If perhaps you missed any part of this episode, we know that immediately following the episode, you can listen on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. I think for today we're going to close. What do you want to do? Close with Wouldn't Give Up Now or Depend on Jesus? Your choice.
Let's do Depend on Jesus. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you want to tell us about that before we close?
I'm just whatever it is that I'm preaching to myself. Depend on Jesus.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, we encourage you to depend on Jesus. We're closing in prayer right now. God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for another day that we've never seen before, God. We thank you for this opportunity to share gospel music. We thank you for the message. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for the person of Dr. Eric Maurice Clark. We ask that you continue to enlarge his territory. I continue to move by your spirit and his life, that you meet every need, God. We pray that you meet every need of the listener on today. If they need a healing, we pray that you touch their bodies, for healing is the children's bread. Whatever their need is, God, they have a financial need, a spiritual need, if they have a housing need, God. If they're down and out, oppressed, God, we know that you're able to keep our mind in perfect peace, God. And so we thank you for all things. We thank you for this hour that you allowed us to share around the world, this music ministry, knowing that we can turn to you in our hour of need. We can lean on you and depend on you. God, if we fail to ask anything, please don't fail to grant it. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Depend on Jesus. God bless you.
Free worship, I give to you. No other kind can I depend. People come and people scatter. No other kind can I depend. I depend on Jesus. Yeah, I depend on Jesus. No other help I know, I depend on Jesus. Yes, I do, I depend on Jesus. Free worship I give to you. No other God can I depend. People come and people shatter. No other God can I depend. I depend on Jesus. Yes, I do. I depend on Jesus. There's no other help I know. I depend on Jesus. Yeah, I depend on Jesus. Yeah, you can depend on. Yes, you can depend on God. Said through the storm and through